with amazing effects. Okay, UV visible then is looking at absorption, so it's an absorption spectroscopy, and it's between molecular orbitals. So it's between high-lying occupied molecular orbitals, so it's either the HOMO or the orbital just underneath it, the HOMO, and low-lying unoccupied molecular orbitals, so the LUMO and the ones just above the LUMO. We're shining light onto the sample, the electrons being pushed from the ground state configuration to excited state configuration. Now, infrared has nothing to do with measuring the electrons. This now is measuring the vibrations inside a molecule, so this is called vibrational spectroscopy. Now, these things to me seem super obvious, but for you guys, like I know if I ask you guys next year what type of spectroscopy is infrared, I will struggle usually to get vibrational spectroscopy out of you, and this needs to be something that's quite important. You're studying a totally different characteristic of the molecule. Up here, the UV visible, it's all about the electrons. Down here, it's about the bends and the stretches in the molecule. It's an indirect indication of what's going on in the electrons because they create the torsion inside the molecule. So over here, we've got our methane molecule, and this carbon-hydrogen bond here, this carbon-hydrogen bond there, they can symmetrically stretch together like that. Whereas down here, we've got an asymmetric stretch where this hydrogen moves in towards the carbon, whereas this hydrogen moves out from the carbon. Now, each of these has got a different energy associated with it, and as a result, gets a different absorption. Both sorts, you're simply placing your sample into solution, into a cuvette, running it through the machine, and you'll get your spectrum out usually within, in the case of a UV visible infrared, normally about, say, 3 minutes or something, you'll get a full spectrum generated.